From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is heading home from the G7 summit. Before leaving, he told U.S. troops at a naval air station in Italy, the military has his full support. Mr. Trump also spoke about funding for NATO.
The U.S. is currently paying much more than any other nation, and that is not fair to the United States or the United States taxpayer. So we're working on it, and I will tell you a big difference over the last year. Money is actually starting to pour into NATO from countries that would not have been doing what they're doing now had I not been elected. I can tell you that.
Meantime, six other nations of the Group of Seven agreed to affirm their commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement as they await President Trump's decision on the accord. President Trump tweeted on Saturday he will make a decision next week on the Paris Climate Agreement, which calls for cutting greenhouse gas emissions. President Obama signed the agreement 2 years ago, but Mr. Trump has not supported the accord publicly. The White House is not commenting on a Washington Post newspaper report that Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and top advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. Without speaking about Kushner by name, the U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said Saturday that so-called back-channeling was normal. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any collusion between his campaign team and Russia. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain lowered its security threat level Saturday to severe as police continue to make progress investigating the suicide bombing attack in Manchester.
A significant amount of police activity has taken place over the last 24 hours, and there are now 11 suspects in custody. In the light of these developments, JTAC, the Independent Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, has this morning taken the decision to reduce the threat level from critical to severe. The public should be clear about what this means. A threat level of severe means an attack is highly likely. The country should remain vigilant.
The suicide attacker Salman Abidi blew himself up in the lobby of Manchester's arena Monday, killing 22 people, wounding at least 116 others, including children. The United States is sending a third aircraft carrier strike force to the Western Pacific region in an apparent warning to North Korea to deter its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. Sources tell VOA the USS Nimitz, one of the world's largest warships, will join two other supercarriers. North Korea's growing nuclear and missile threat is seen as a major security challenge for President Trump, who has vowed to prevent the country from being able to strike the U.S. with a nuclear missile. A capability expert say Pyongyang could have some time after 2020. The terminals at London's two main airports are packed with frustrated passengers as British Airways officials try to fix a global computer failure that forced the carrier to cancel all flights from the transportation hubs.
But it's absolute chaos in there. There's no British Airways staff telling us what to do. They're just handing out letters. We've got to get in touch with our insurance companies, trying to see if we can get our money back, because we can only really go today or tomorrow morning, and we've been told that it's not likely that we'll get on a flight tomorrow. And this is a trip of a lifetime that we've been saving up for the last year and a half about. We can only really go this week because we're back at work next week.
The airlines cancelled flights Saturday at Heathrow and Gatwick airports shortly after the failure. British Airways has not said what caused the glitch, but said there is no evidence pointing to a cyber attack. The Taliban, claiming responsibility for a suicide car bombing attack on a convoy of government forces in eastern Afghanistan that killed at least 18 people and wounded six others. Officials said that Saturday's attack in the eastern city of Khos targeted a special unit of Afghan forces providing security for U.S. troops in the area. Deadly bombing took place on the first day of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan in Afghanistan, ignoring U.N. calls for both sides to cease hostilities to respect the religious occasion. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.